Hey, it's Dr. Dave, and I want to share with you something that somebody just posted on my Facebook profile. Stay right here. I'm going to tell you all about it.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
It's Dr. Dave, and welcome back to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and so much more. I am passionate, you can tell. I am passionate about you living your best life ever. And if you follow what I do, or follow even a fraction of what I do, your life is going to improve. There's no question in my mind. Let's get right into this today. I want to share with you something that somebody just posted on my Facebook page. I'm in the studio now. I was about to do a totally different episode, and this just came through, and I thought to myself, wow, this is something I just want to share with you, because this is what's going on out there. So let me share this post with you. It's a meme. If you're not sure what a meme is generally like a picture that somebody puts, usually it's used on Facebook. It could be anywhere, but usually on Facebook. A meme is a picture with another caption that they kind of write in to make it funny or sarcastic or make fun of somebody, something like that. So it's basically a picture with large letters and a caption within the picture. So this picture is actually, it looks like a bunch of bacon strips. So just picture like a whole bunch of bacon strips on a plate, if you will. And then this meme says, the text in the picture says, "I like my bacon marinated in vegan tears. It tastes so much better that way." So just picture this. It's a picture of bacon. "I like my bacon marinated in vegan tears because it tastes better." Now, in all fairness, this was posted by somebody that he's actually a good guy. I'm not going to give his name on the show here, but he's a good guy. And it was meant to be a joke. But I guess my question is this. This person knows how passionate I am, not only about eating as healthy as I possibly can, but I care so much about animals and about suffering and about pain and things like that. Look, I've got three cats here. And if somebody tried to do to my cats, or let's even say it a different way. Do you have pets? Do you have any pets? Have you ever had a pet in your life? Chances are you either have a pet now or you've had pets in your life. Or maybe you don't have a pet now. Maybe you've never had a pet, but you admire animals. You go to the zoo and you look to see how cute they are. So you like animals. So if somebody tried to do to any of my three cats what unfortunately is done to any animal you eat, for example, let's take the pig. Since he wrote about the pig, wrote about the pig tastes so much better when it's marinated in vegan tears, which I didn't really find funny. Now, I'll back up for a second because I have done a lot of stand-up comedy in my life, and I still do some stand-up bits when I'm speaking to either dental audiences or even lifestyle audiences. I try to always incorporate comedy because it keeps people engaged and awake. So comedy is a good thing, and in comedy you can almost make fun of anything if you do it really tastefully. But sometimes if it's not done properly or not done tastefully, you can really, really piss somebody off. And getting back to my cats, I mean, if somebody would take one of my cats and treat them like they treat a pig that is raised for bacon on a factory farm, which means they're standing and sitting and sleeping in horrible filth and feces and infection and just horrible, horrible conditions, and they have no room to move around, and that's their whole life. That's really all they know. And it's not much better on these free range farms. No matter what Whole Foods or anybody tells you, it's not much better. The conditions are generally not good. So they're given antibiotics because of the infections that come about from the horrible conditions and the bacteria that are just, it's really, and then probably the happiest day of their lives. They're scared to death as it's happening, but then once they get slaughtered, that's probably unfortunately the best day of their lives, because they know and they feel and they see no more pain and suffering. It's really, really sad. And that is absolutely one of the reasons I do not eat or wear or use anything that has animal, that's made from animal products. I do not believe we need to kill animals for our pleasure. And it is pleasure, because it's not, humans are not natural born carnivores. We can live, it's been proven scientifically, we can live a very healthy life, and probably even, not probably, better life if we don't consume animal products. It's been proven. So it's not like we have... Now, look, there are animals that are carnivores that do kill their prey, but they go out and they only kill an animal when it's absolutely necessary, when they're hungry, and they do the killing and they eat it, and that's the end, and that's the way nature... that's the way it is in nature. It's not like they walk into a grocery store from a bunch of nicely packaged meat that... It's from animals from factory farms, and these animals suffered. It's crazy. But anyway, getting back to the Facebook post, I let this gentleman know that it was, I didn't really find it funny. I said it in a nice way, but I know he meant it as a joke, and I know he's a good guy. I didn't find it funny putting a picture on my Facebook wall or my profile page, whatever you want to call it these days, it changes all the time, about something that was suffering. And it's to me, it's not a joke. Now, if you want to make jokes about vegans, about where do they get their protein, and that's totally fine. I don't care, because there's probably hours and hours and hours worth of material making fun of people that don't eat meat. And that's great. I don't mind that. But I think people need to be sensitive and caring. And I went back and asked him, the gentleman that posted this picture on my page, if he would, since he loves bacon so much, if he would actually go out in the field, capture a pig, stab it, kick it, strangle it, whatever it takes to kill it himself with his own two hands, then skin it, separate the meat, put it on a stove and eat it. Would he do that? And very quickly he came back to me and said, no, no way. I don't do that. I don't hunt. I don't believe in hunting. As a matter of fact, I love taking care of animals. That was... not an exact quote, but it was close enough. So my thought process was, okay, you like taking care of some animals, but you have no problem going to a grocery store, picking up a package of a dead animal that's wrapped up nice and neat because somebody else did the killing for you. You have no problem with that. And his response was something like, well, that's my choice and you have no right to tell me what to do. Okay, I agree. I don't have a right to tell anybody what to do, and nor do I. If you've been a listener, a viewer, a friend, a follower of me for as long as I've had this show, and even before, I think you would agree that I never tell you what you have to do. I teach by example. I tell you what I do. I tell you what I recommend, but I never make fun of anybody, call you out, call you a bad person, call you a loser if you're not doing exactly what I'm doing. Never do I do that, nor will I ever do that, because it's a process. You may be eating meat, eating animal products right now, and I'm okay with, believe me, I still love, like I've said in many videos before, many podcasts before, I still love you. If you're watching me, following me, trying to get help and advice from me, I love you. And I say that from the bottom of my heart, and I honestly mean that. I would never bully you, make fun of you, call you out. The only thing I ask is that you do the best you can. Do what you think is best for you. I hope when I lead by example, when I show you how truly taking animal products out of your diet, out of your life, how much better it can make you feel and look. And by the way, my skin, since I took animal products out, my skin has never been smoother. I'm just saying that. I mean, I turned 60 and people tell me my skin is smooth. I love that. It feels great. I just went out this morning and ran 8 miles. When I was a kid, I was just thinking about this yesterday. When I was a kid, I could not imagine coming over to my grandparents' house, and let's say my grandfather was 60 at the time, just, you know, at an age I was when he was 60, and he said, "Dave, I can't hang with you today. I'm going out and running 8 miles." Or, "Dave, Grandpa is going to ski a difficult mountain in Colorado." That kind of stuff just never happened. We're changing the way we look and feel, because this generation now and future generations are going to be looking better, feeling better than ever. And it's a process. I've said before that I do believe, and not in my lifetime, but I do believe that the planet will be vegan in a period of time, a generation, a couple generations, several generations. I'm not sure how long. It has to happen. And I'll tell you why. Because not only because of our health, but because the planet can no longer sustain all of the farming, what we have to do to farm these animals, to grow the crops, to feed them, the space we need, not only for crops also, but for the animals to grow and live and grow. We're cutting down rainforest. I don't have the statistic in front of me. We're cutting down rainforest by acres a minute on this planet. They're going to be gone. The planet's not going to be able to continue going the way it's going if we continue to be greedy and we just want our bacon. I'm sorry. Look, I used to eat bacon. So I've been on both sides. I used to eat bacon, steak, chicken, fish, you name it, I used to eat it. Now, admittedly, I think I ate it. Well, I don't want to say this because it's not going to come across right. Well, here's what I was going to say. I ate it responsibly, but I don't believe that's possible now. But I didn't pig out on it. That was a horrible pun, and I did not mean that, I swear to you. But I didn't eat a ton of it. I ate small portions. So I always in my mind tried to be as healthy as I could. But now there's new information out there, there's new research, and I know that's not the healthiest way to be. It's not healthy at all. And it's not good for the environment, the planet, etc. So this all started from a Facebook post. It goes so much deeper than a Facebook post. So much deeper than that. I cannot even begin to tell. So when I started this show close to 2 years ago now, I was eating meat, and I even admitted on the show it was a dilemma because I loved animals so much. Yoko and I loved animals, and we couldn't stand the thought of the fact on our plate was basically a dead animal or part of a dead animal. We hated it, but we continued to do it in small quantities until we realized how bad it really was, and how we didn't even need it. So, and once we made that change, our lives have changed. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because I cannot even count the number of people that have been following me, watching my videos, listening to my podcasts, and have written to me either on Facebook in public or texted me, messaged me privately on Facebook or gotten to me another way and said to me, they have gone plant-based because of my message. I cannot begin to tell you how that makes me feel, because when I first started this, not first started the podcast, when I first started, when I changed my lifestyle and began to be 100% plant-based, and when I started telling people either on Facebook or on my podcast, you would not believe the number of messages that I got that said, "Dave, you are not going to be able to change the world. Stop it. Do your thing, but don't try to convince anybody else. No way anybody else is changing from what you say." Guess what? That is so far from the truth. It's unbelievable. Over the past year and several months that I've been plant-based, that I've been vegan, you would not believe the number of messages, the number of people that I have changed. Maybe it's you. You're listening to me. You're watching me. There's a good chance that you heard my message and you changed something in your life. I will almost guarantee it. And multiply you by thousands and thousands and thousands of people out there that are hearing this message that we're changing the world. We're doing it one person at a time. If one person on the planet hears this message from this show today, well, a lot more are going to hear it. But if one person hears it and makes a change in their life, in his or her life, then guess what? I've done my job, and I smile. I have a license plate on my car, and it says Go Veg, V-E-G, Go Veg. So you can pronounce it Veg, V, whatever you want. It doesn't matter how you pronounce it. But I have a feeling that when I drive around, maybe not every single day, I don't even drive every day, but when I drive around occasionally, somebody's going to see my license plate. It's going to register in their brain. Oh, veg, vegan, vegetarian, vegan. Wow, I've heard a lot about that lately. In fact, the restaurant I was just in recently, I saw they had a vegetarian part of the menu or vegan part of the menu. Wow, maybe I should look into that a little bit more. I guarantee I'm changing some lives out there just for my license plate. I guarantee it. I'm sure of that. People have told me. So if you're one of the people out there that have told me that I can't change anybody, I can't change the world, I can't even change one person, then I'm sorry to say this to you, but I am changing people and I love it. And I love the fact that you are listening to me and you're thinking about changing even something else in your life. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. I am a regular person. I've worked very hard to get a following, and following meaning people watching my videos, my podcast, my going to my website, going to me on Facebook. I've got a following. It's not hundreds of thousands of people, but it's a lot of people. And I'm reaching them, I'm reaching you, and yeah, we're getting this done. I've even talked about things that are not health related. Well, everything's health related because I was going to say I've talked about financial matters. And I just want to talk about this for 60 seconds, then I'm going to end this. When I've talked about financial matters and how you need to get out of debt and stop live a life that's below your means and stop stressing over financial matters and debt, because first of all, that's the number one cause of not only stress but divorce, marriages, relationships breaking up. Number one cause is financial. It's not my husband ate a hamburger last night, so I'm going to divorce him. It's not that. The number one cause of breakups, of marriages and relationships, is finances. So I know some of you, I know a few of you right now that are getting married sometime this year. Listen to me. Please listen to me. I'm going to look right into the camera now, right at you, and live responsibly, live below your means. Make sure you try to pay off all debt if you have any. Live debt-free. Give to charity. If you do that, I'm telling you something. I'm there. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. There is no more peaceful feeling than that you could experience than that. I beg you to listen to me and take my word for that. So wait, I promised at the beginning I'm not telling you what to do. So I'm suggesting. I'm the lead. Take just look at me as an example. That's all. Just look at it. It works. I've been both ways. I've been in debt, and I've been out of debt. And let me tell you, there is no more peaceful feeling that you could experience in your life than being out of debt. End of story. End of show today. Before I end, if you're new to this, you got to go to my Facebook page, David Maddow. Everything is DavidMaddow. David Maddow, DavidMad, single D, MADOW. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. What else do we have? Well, Google Plus, I'm all over, but go to davidmaddow.com and you can check out all of the past episodes of this show right here. You can subscribe through iTunes. I'm here to help you. I want you to be a winner. I want you to win in this life. I'll see you later. Love you. See you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the David Maddow Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.